Thank you so very much for being tuned in to WNCW. My name is Paul Foster. The Friday feature interview of the week is next. We are dedicating this edition this week to the importance of our pet and wildlife population. First up is the Appalachian Wildlife Refuge. Our guest is Kimberly Brewster, the current president and co-founder of the organization. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for letting us share some information about what we're doing for our native wildlife.
Let's talk about Appalachian Wildlife Refuge, a 501c3 nonprofit. Tell us about the group's purpose and mission.
The group was formed 2 years ago by a group of licensed wildlife rehabilitators, nonprofit professionals, environmental educators, and other concerned citizens in response to the increasing numbers of wildlife in need of assistance, as well as the lack of people trained and funded to help them in our area and in Western North Carolina. So our mission is to coordinate the needs of wildlife rehabilitation, providing care for injured and orphaned wild animals. We also work to support the Wildlife Rehabilitation Network. We do have a dedicated group of home-based rehabilitators that work with us, as well as some specialty groups, for example, Wild for Life, who specializes in raptors. But the other facilities are about 2 hours away from us. That's why the organization was created.
And where are you guys primarily based out of as far as the home office?
For the past 2 years, we have been working to establish the organization, and we've been seeking a location. Fortunately, over the past couple of months, we have identified a place in Candler for us to set up an office and triage location. And the timing for this could not be better. Unfortunately, the WNC Nature Center, who has been helping with triage of wildlife for years, is no longer able to do that as of November 30th. So we have some urgency behind getting into this new site over in Candler. It's about 20-25 minutes outside of town.
Coming out of sad news for that group, but knowing you can continue those services and have a facility is certainly a good thing. Now we want you to briefly tell our listeners about a very special event for the calls that'll be taking place tomorrow on Saturday, October the 29th, and it's referred to as a wild night to save a wild life.
That's exactly right. For us to get this triage place located in Candler and open, we need to raise an additional $27,000. We're having this wonderful fundraising event. It is going to be held at London District Studios, which is just outside of Biltmore Village. It's from 6:30 to 9 o'clock, and tickets are available online. There'll be an auction, some great food and drink. We invite our guests to dress in their wildest attire. That can be anything from just animal prints to a full-blown costume, and we've got some great prizes that people could win.
So what a great way to celebrate Halloween and be doing something for such a great organization all at the same time. We wish you guys lots of luck with the event and continued success in the future for what you are doing. Current president and co-founder of the Appalachian Wildlife Refuge of Western North Carolina, Kimberly Brewster, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
This is WNCW's Friday feature interview of the week. It's a segment this week dedicated to the importance of our pets and wildlife population. As our program continues, joining us, representing Brother Wolf Animal Rescues, is the founder and president, Denise Bitts. Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
Denise, I can't think of anything more scary at Halloween than a dog or a cat dressed up in a costume. Well, no, I'm actually joking. I can't think of anything maybe more adorable than that. And Brother Wolf will be hosting Halloween Walkathon event. That's coming up tomorrow.
So our Halloween is our second annual walkathon to benefit animals in need. It's a great event, going to be held at Elida. We've changed our venue from Carrier Park to Elida this year to accommodate more people. In addition to having great costume contests for people and their pets, we're going to have a lot of free activities for kids. We'll have pumpkin decorating, face painting. There'll be a dog running course, and then the kids can also enjoy the corn maze as part of the admission fee at our event on Saturday.
Certainly sounds like a great event for the entire family. One thing we need to remind everyone at this time, I know your pre-registration for the event ended last night at midnight, but how can families still get involved? There is an admission fee for participating.
Right, that's correct. They can register the day of. Kids under 3 are free, and that includes the walk and all of the fun activities for free, and they also get a really cool commemorative t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt, that we designed just for this event.
So if someone is looking for something great to do to celebrate Halloween and want to do something before Halloween itself, Denise, we'd love for you to remind our listeners all about Brother Wolf, who you are and what you do.
Great, Paul. Thanks for asking. So a lot of people know us. We are one of the largest no-kill rescue organizations in the state. The reason why this walk is especially important for us this year has been one of our busiest years. We've helped so many animals in need locally, and in addition, we've extended our work to help 5 other communities in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. And then we've also been involved in doing a lot of disaster work this year. Monies are needed more now than ever, and we've taken in more animals than we ever have before. And a lot of these animals are really sick or injured, and they are the most expensive animals to care for. So that's why this year's walk is so important.
One of the things you just mentioned really stood out to me, and that is that Brother Wolf is extending a helping hand outside of the Carolinas. How did that come about?
Yeah, another great question. So folks have been asking Brother Wolf to take their animals from all over the Southeast from when we started almost 10 years ago. And we've been taking animals from different shelters and different communities. And we recognize that while we were helping these specific animals, which was great, we weren't really creating any long-lasting change in those communities. So we've opened 5 Brother Wolf chapters in these other communities to try to teach them how to build the same programs we've done here in Asheville so that they can help their communities and keep the animals in their own communities and adopt them out from there rather than relying on sending them all to Asheville.
If someone out there would love to get involved, maybe be a volunteer or support your efforts or just get more information, how could they do so?
There are so many different ways people can get involved, and they can visit our website, which is bwar.org, and there's information about how they can learn about volunteering or fostering or adopting or even donating. If somebody has been on the fence about volunteering with our organization, we need your help now more than ever, so please check us out today.
Have a great time during the event tomorrow, Denise, and continued success for what everyone is doing that's associated with Brother Wolf Animal Rescues. The founder and president, Denise Bitz. Thank you, Denise.
Thanks so much for having me, and I hope to see everybody out there.
Friday features are also available on our website as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster. Make it a great weekend.